This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Trail broadcast number 467 for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are trading either side of steady on Wednesday morning. The November canola contract is up 20 cents at $4.8050 per ton. The January contract is unchanged at $4.8660 per ton. Chicago soy oil is slightly weaker and Malaysian palm oil is lower. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is higher. Rain is forecast to fall on several areas of Alberta and Saskatchewan today, with amounts ranging from 25 to 75 millimeters. The latest weekly crop report from Manitoba Agriculture says Fusarium head blight is a high to extreme risk across most of the province's growing areas. The Canadian dollar is stronger at 73.81 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.62. The war of words between the United States and China continues as President Donald Trump is threatening to ban the social media app TikTok. There is concern in the markets that this could put the Phase 1 trade deal in jeopardy of falling apart. Ahead of the USDA supply and demand report due Friday, trade expectations are for soybean ending stocks to be around 416 million bushels. The carryout for corn is projected to be around 2.68 billion bushels. New crop wheat production is expected to be almost 1.85 billion bushels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning. The August soybean contract is down 2.5 cents at $8.94 per bushel. August soy oil is down almost a tenth of a cent at 28.79 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $1.30 at $2.94.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures are steady Wednesday morning, with the September contract down a half cent at $3.43 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract up 3.5 cents at $2.85 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher Wednesday morning. Chicago September is up 10 cents at 505.5. Kansas City September is up 9 at 449.5. And Minneapolis September is up 4.5 at 517.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 8th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.